Science is an ever-evolving treasure trove of new discoveries. Perhaps you have heard about the most recent one, announced just 2 or 3 weeks ago, that has the science community buzzing: the discovery of the God particle. It's such recent news that we don't know yet all the implications of this discovery, but we're already being told that the methodology behind it is so complex, most of us won't even be able to grasp the science behind it. But it's sure to spark a lively chapter in the ongoing conversation between science and religion. About 5 years ago, the Washington Post reported another astounding discovery, something completely unexpected. Astronomers had found a big empty place in the universe, a massive void. This hole is gigantic, nearly a billion light years across. Inside it, there are no planets, no stars, no galaxies, no gases. It's just a huge cold spot, a whole lot of nothing. For scientific types, thinking about the incredible distances between stars in the sky is fascinating. For some of the rest of us, it stretches or even boggles the mind. As we know, a light year is a unit of distance. It's the distance that light can travel in 1 year, which equals about 6 trillion miles. Just to give us a little perspective, the star that is the nearest neighbor to our solar system is called Proxima Centauri. It's about 4 light years away, or 25 trillion miles. I don't know about you, but already we're into distances that are beyond what my mind can really comprehend. And what about the massive void, the huge cold spot in the sky? It's between 6 and 10 billion light years away from us. That would be 6 billion times 6 trillion. Now that's what I call higher math. We cannot even begin to comprehend a hole this gigantic, one that measures over a billion light years across. And yet it's been described as a big bubble in the cosmic pancake batter. A massive void. No planets, no stars, no galaxies, no gases. Absolutely nothing. An empty place. An empty space. An empty tomb. That the tomb is empty, void, is a massive, world-changing reality, far greater than the discovery of the God particle or a hole in deep space. The Apostle Paul was no scientist, but he knew the story of an empty place that had cosmic consequences. He had heard that on Easter morning, Mary Magdalene and 2 other women encountered a massive void when they showed up at Jesus' tomb. One that was as mind-boggling as anything that can be found at the edge of the universe. It was early when they arrived. And after meeting a young man and hearing about the resurrection, they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were terrified. Can you imagine how empty Mary is feeling at this point? She has already suffered through watching the crucifixion of her friend and teacher, Jesus, and she is mourning his death deeply. Now she goes to the tomb to pay her respects, And what does she find? Nothing. A huge cold spot. What she didn't yet know was that you have to pass through some empty tombs on the way to resurrection life. We know what that feels like, don't we? Each of us, at some point in our lives, comes face to face with a massive void, a big empty place. It happens when you learn a sport, practice hard, and still don't make the team. When you give your heart to someone who doesn't accept the gift. When you study and pursue a profession only to find you hate your work. When you create something beautiful and discover no one's interested. When you jump to a new job, then lose it in a downsizing. When you put money into a home only to see your equity disappear. When you retire from a long career and wake up with nothing to do. When you lose a spouse to cancer and find yourself alone in the world. These are huge cold spots, massive voids. When Mary and her companions discover the void of Jesus' tomb, they are seized by terror and amazement and retreat into silence, saying nothing to anyone. Their world feels like a billion light years of empty space. It is actually to their credit that they take time to ponder this strange set of events and let the disappearance of Jesus sink in as they begin to grapple with its meaning. Of course, there is this mysterious young man in the tomb who has said to them, "Do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." This is good news, the Easter morning good news of resurrection life. But the women cannot grasp it, at least not yet. For now, it's all terror and amazement. How can they not be alarmed when they are standing face to face with an empty tomb? Too often, we try to pretend that there are no massive voids in our lives, no empty places. We've been fed a steady diet of self-help messages that say, "Believe in yourself and you can do anything." But it usually only takes a small dose of reality to expose the inadequacy of such advice to deal with life as it really happens. The truth is, bad things do happen to good people. Not every goal in life is realistic or achievable. Not everyone who believes they're going to become the next president or an astronaut or the next Steven Strasberg or RG3 actually realizes those dreams. Perhaps your dreams are more modest. That you're going to earn a degree and get a great job and have the perfect family in a beautifully decorated HGTV-inspired home. Or retire and travel the world bouncing grandkids on one knee. But life doesn't always give us what we want. Sociologist Jean Twenge thinks that overblown expectations are largely to blame for some of the recent rise in anxiety and depression in adults. It's depressing, she says, to realize that some of your dreams are unrealistic and are never going to come true. Whether it occurs in young adulthood, middle age, or in our later years, we are all going to face some empty places in life. And we need to take them seriously. Life is not a string of unmitigated successes. Few people step right out of school and into their dream job. Most of us endure some heartbreak somewhere along the way in our relationships. We know what it's like to have health issues upend our carefully laid plans. We endure failure. Loss and rejection are part of life. You've got to pass through some empty tombs on the way to resurrection life. Mary and her companions make this journey as they flee from the tomb. They do not fall into the trap of thinking that if they just believe in themselves, they can somehow make this right. Instead, they feel that blast of alarm, of terror. And it is precisely these emotions, these natural, normal responses to encountering the voids in our lives, that set them up for the surprising reality of the resurrection. They quickly discover that Easter is not about them. It's about God. It's about God stepping into the void, into the empty tombs, and filling those empty places in our lives with new and unexpected life. The Apostle Paul picks up this thread in his letter to the Corinthians when he reminds these Christians of the good news that he proclaimed to them. "For I handed it on to you as of first importance, what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day." Paul then goes on to make a list of those to whom the risen Christ appeared. Those appearances of the resurrected Jesus are of central importance to Paul because he sees that new life of Christ as being at the heart of the vitality of our own new life and of our faith and witness. In fact, he says later in the chapter, if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation is in vain and your faith has been in vain. As we have been talking about for the last 2 months now in our Kingdom of God sermon series, the resurrection, like the kingdom, is a present reality intended to shape our lives now. The resurrection, of course, has meaning for our eternal destiny, but it is a mistake to believe that Easter is a day that celebrates an event that will only make a difference to us when we die. Paul is not interested in whether we have the right doctrine or the right set of beliefs so that we will someday have an eternal future that is secure. He wants to know if the story of the resurrection has translated into the power of the resurrection as a lived reality in our lives now. Our eternal kingdom life has already begun. There is nothing for us to wait for. That's why it's possible for us to experience redemption out of tragedy now. That's why we can forgive the seemingly unforgivable today. That's what allows our mourning to turn into dancing and our fear and terror to become joy in our present circumstances. You've got to pass through some empty tombs on the way to resurrection life. But my question for you this morning is, have you? We've all experienced the empty tomb. But have you passed through them? Have you gotten to embracing the resurrection life of Christ? Or are you stuck living in the empty tomb? think again about that enormous empty place in space. A gigantic hole, nearly a billion light years across. Nothing inside it. Just a huge cold spot. Yet that space is not nearly as cavernous as a life without God. About 350 years ago, Blaise Pascal, mathematician, philosopher, and physicist, observed that the human heart is what he called an infinite abyss. He discovered that we human beings try in vain to fill our hearts with everything around us: education, jobs, homes, family, friends, events, activities, stuff. But none of these things can help fill the void, because in Pascal's words, the infinite abyss can be filled only with an infinite and immutable object, in other words, by God himself. Even with all his brilliance and his many contributions to mathematics, Pascal realized that life apart from God is empty. He found refuge and hope in Christ alone. If you are feeling a massive void in your life, the very same will be true for you. Your emptiness will not be eliminated by a new career, a new spouse, a new house, a new car, a fabulous trip, or a better salary. Instead, the hole in your life can be filled only by receiving the gift of resurrection life, which begins now. The good news of Easter is that Christ is risen. He has been raised from the dead and is alive and with you now, beyond the big empty, beyond the empty tomb. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Amen.